This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. An Afghan vice president survived a deadly attack Wednesday in Kabul that left 10 people dead and many more wounded. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh escaped with only minor injuries to his face and hands. Officials said a blast was caused by a planted roadside bomb targeting Saleh's vehicle convoy. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the victims were mostly pedestrians during the morning rush hour. Eyewitnesses said burning debris from the primary explosion caused a nearby shop selling gas cylinders to catch fire, causing a secondary explosion. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the attack, saying the, quote, terrorists and their foreign supporters cannot weaken our resolve, end quote. Wednesday's bombing comes ahead of a first round of peace negotiations between Taliban officials and a team of Afghans, including government representatives. A Nobel Prize-winning author accused the authorities in Belarus of terrorizing their own people Wednesday as another opposition politician was detained. Maxim Zanak was the latest figure to be seized in a systematic campaign by President Alexander Lukashenko to round up leaders of a month-long mass protest movement. Author Svetlana Alexievich called on supporters to, quote, unite and not give up. In a show of solidarity with Alexievich, who won the 2015 Nobel Prize for Literature, diplomats from at least seven European countries joined her Wednesday. Zanak was detained 2 days after another opposition leader, Maria Kolesnikova, was snatched in the street by masked men. Both are prominent leaders of protest demanding the resignation of Lukashenko following an August 9th presidential election that the opposition says was rigged. Longtime President Lukashenko denies vote rigging. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is in battleground state of Michigan Wednesday. The former vice president is speaking about a plan to tax companies that move jobs overseas and provide incentives for companies that invest in domestic operations. His address comes a day after President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in North Carolina. There, President Trump accused his opponent of supporting the offshoring of American jobs overseas. The president will not be campaigning Wednesday, but is expected to visit Michigan and the state of Pennsylvania later in the week. Both campaigns see Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as key to the November election. Biden has led each state in most polls, though the Pennsylvania race appears to have tightened in recent weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with Oman's leader, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq Al Said, Wednesday about ways to enhance regional security and strengthen economic ties between the two countries, the White House said in a statement. Trump thanked the Omani leader for his statements of support following a U.S. brokered agreement by the United Arab Emirates and Israel to normalize relations, the White House said. Oman has been mentioned by Israeli officials as another country that could follow the UAE lead in normalizing ties with Israel, but there was no mention of that in the White House statement. Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for an inquiry into the investigators who brought corruption charges against him in a move critics say is an attempt to distract from his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid a surge in coronavirus cases, opposition lawmakers have also accused Netanyahu of trying to discredit Israel's criminal justice system while he's on trial for robbery, fraud, and breach of trust. He denies any wrongdoing. As U.S. President Trump continues insisting a coronavirus vaccine may be ready by Election Day, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's sticking with his own projection, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci says he's looking at early next year. One could be ready sooner, but it's unlikely. Fauci's comments on CBS This Morning came after AstraZeneca put its late-stage vaccine study on hold because a participant in Britain fell ill. Fauci says it's routine to pause studies because of side effects, and Dr. Ashish Jha agrees.
This happens.
Telling NBC's Today Show it's unclear exactly what happened to the participant or how serious the illness is.
But we've got to sort this out before we move forward.
Jha says he's hopeful it's just a one-off and not an indication of a more serious problem with the vaccine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AstraZeneca developed the COVID-19 vaccine global trial in cooperation with Britain's University of Oxford. It's being tested large-scale phase 2 and phase 3 trials in several nations, including the United States.